wanted to ask about Corey Faulkner. Just you talked about him a little bit at the draft weekend, but what have you seen from him out here? And is he your only quarterback going to be taking part in this minicamp?
Yes, he's the only quarterback that will be taking part in this minicamp. But I'm going to get Bruce Ellington involved as a emergency quarterback during this minicamp.
He played in high school?
Yeah, he played in high school.
Would he be throwing some?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good arm.
Like throwing drills?
Passes?
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good arm. Hmm.
Well, what do you like about Corey? I mean, you've seen him a couple weeks now. What kind of stands out to you as the next quarterback?
He was seen taking drops in the hallway of the Marriott Hotel the last couple of days. So he's he is really diligent. He's really into it. He's very conscientious, and then it shows up in when he comes out here. He's calling the plays in the huddle. He's getting moving the offense, getting him up to the line of scrimmage, and making very few mistakes. So you can tell that he's studying. He's listening. He's taking it back to the hotel and doing drops in the hallway.
Is that something that he just didn't do a lot of in Southern Illinois?
A lot of what? Playing quarterback?
Yeah, no, playing under center and dropping back.
Yeah, I mean, he did both. It was spread offense, and there was under center as well.
Jim, what's Lattimore's condition? What might keep him out a little bit?
He's got something he's working through that, may take a couple days.
Is it a leg?
Just something he's working through right now.
Okay. And what you've seen of him?
It's not the knee. It's not the knee.
What you've seen of him thus far, can you harken back to when you saw him for those 3 weeks toward the end of the season in practicing? Does he look considerably different? What does he need to work on to get to where he can go out and play a football game?
Again, he is improved to where he was the last time we saw him going in those practices during the season. Yes, I mean, he's quicker, faster.
Jimmy Ward able to participate this weekend?
Right now, just in the walkthrough type of sessions. But he is scheduled to be healthy for training camp. No change in that.
Jim, regarding Marcus Martin, obviously he's a very young guy, even for a rookie. That position at center, mentally, I mean, is it realistic to think he could be your starter this year?
Right now he's going to be understudy role. That's the expectation that we put on him, to learn and get up to speed and as fast as possible and put no timetable on it. That's his expectation right now. Learn the offense. Yes. Yes. Applies to everybody.
Michael James has been back this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LaMichael was here this week, and it's great to see him. Great to have him back. Yes.
Anything else, guys?
We have a guy, AJ Highsmith, who went to Miami as a quarterback. And could he also fill in, or is he just strictly doing defense?
He's going to compete on defense at safety this week.
Can you throw your hand all right? Can you throw out there?
Yeah, I can. I got the clearance to start throwing.
But I can't catch, right?
That's exactly right. How'd you know that? You're a doctor,
practice
you're a lawyer.
I practice in front of a mirror sometimes.
You're a man of many talents, Tim.
I learned some things.
That's outstanding.
Jim, one of the draft guys, Jimmy Davenport, his granddad was the former Giants manager. What do you see on him?
Well, he's another youngster we brought in as a snapper, but he played some wide receiver in college as well, and we'll give him a look at both those positions this weekend.